Hey friends, welcome to Living the KG Life, a pixie dust filled podcast. On today's episode, we have Tony joining us to talk all things Run Disney. So stick around, it's gonna be great. All right, well, Tony, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I am so excited to have you on. Why don't you kick us off? Tell us who you are and what you do.
So I'm Tony, living in Green Bay, Wisconsin, nice and cold. I run. Nothing crazy about that, right? So I run. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. And I'm hooked on Disney. Fairly recently hooked on Disney.
Ooh, excited. So I'm excited to hear about that. Now, before we jump into Disney and running, so you're in Green Bay. It's cold as shit in Wisconsin. I have been to Wisconsin a few times. What's it like running in like where we are now, like mid-January, if you're running for any of the marathon weekend princess seasons? Like what's happening this year, over there?
Well, today it's like mid-30s, so it's surprisingly warm. When I got back from marathon weekend, the day after, we had a massive snowstorm. I think like 15 inches of snow.
Yep.
And then it was below zero for like a week and a half. So it's you don't run outside in that. Yeah. But, you know, training this year was mild. Everyone's had a mild winter, so that wasn't bad.
Oh, good.
I don't mind running when it's 20, 30 degrees out. It's kind of refreshing, but
yeah.
Otherwise, I used to go to the Y. So my first Dopey, I ran laps at the Y, like religiously, 11 laps to a mile. So
Wow. The
longest my longest training run that series was 18 miles. And I remember I want to say it was like 200 some laps or whatever. Like just ran a couple extra to get to the next 100, just to be like, I'm this close. Might as well just keep running.
So, oh my gosh, Wild. So now do you usually do like on a track or do you do a treadmill, both, all of the above?
So I hate the treadmill. I've grown to somewhat like it.
Yeah.
I got up to 6 miles. That's the longest I ran on it this year. It used to be 3 miles and my brain would just melt and I'd be done. So I'd much rather run outside, even in the cold. I ran a half here in February last year. I think it was right after Princess. And it was like a 15 below wind chill. So
holy shit.
That was brutal. Don't recommend that. But yeah, I'd much rather run outside than be stuck on a treadmill. For sure.
I say all the time, I don't mind running in the cold because at least you can like layer up and you're going to warm up as you run.
Exactly.
But the ice around here is like, that's what always gets me. And I'm like, knowing me, I'm going to bite it like a week before a race. And I really don't have time for that.
Yeah, you definitely got to make sure it's clear. I don't run on sidewalks. I always run in the streets.
Yeah.
Here, it's not very busy where I live. And then I'm 2 miles roughly from a trail to get to.
Oh, good.
So I was just running the street. But this time of year, that's probably clearer than a sidewalk. Because if, you know, Joel Blow over here didn't shovel his snow in the last snowstorm, it's going to be ice all winter long. So you're better off going on the street.
See, this is why I feel like when you talk to someone who lives in a cold area or has like somewhat cold winters, you're like, okay, talk to me about where these runs happen, because only certain people will know if they've pre-iced, if they haven't pre-iced, or like, ice melted, I should say. You just never know.
And then when it's warmer like this, it's melting. So then are you stepping in slush everywhere and you're soaked within a half mile? Yeah, it's
good old gray.
Everyone's
slush.
A wild card. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. So you just mentioned that you more recently came into kind of like the Disney world, if you will. Talk to us about that. What are your Disney memories like and what got you into Disney?
So I never went on vacation really as a kid. Just my family never did. And then my wife had gone twice to Disney as a kid. And then we had our daughter. She's 6 now. And when she was around like 1.5, 2, my wife kept saying, we should go to Disney when she's young. So it's magical. And I was team, it's a waste of money. She's never going to remember it.
Yep.
Definitely have changed my tune on that. But she kept pushing me. One of our old neighbors, they're big Disney fans. They kept pushing me. I remember it was one New Year's party. We were going to numerous people's houses for the New Year's that night. Mm-hmm. And we ended at the Disney neighbor's house. And after everyone left, we sat there till 2-3 in the morning, just talking Disney. And I was like, all right, I'm getting close now. And then I watched the Imagineering story on Disney Plus. All right, I'm in. You know, so then we booked it, stayed off property, rented a car. I hate driving on vacation, so we have never rented a car since then.
Yeah.
We always stay on property because I just get too angry driving. And within the first 5 minutes of being in a park, to see my daughter light up at 2.5, thinking everything's real, running up to the characters, I was like, this is so worth it. Like, it was amazing. So I just melted as a dad and got hooked on Disney. And then, you know, like as the trip progresses, I find things I like. My wife's finding things that she likes or reliving her childhood.
Yeah.
And then from there, so that was February 2020. So that also was before the world ended.
Oh my gosh, literally right before.
Yeah. Yeah, very confident I had COVID when I got back.
Oh no.
And so, yeah, so like we got to experience like the true Disney magic before everything changed. Mm-hmm. And then we were, you know, trapped in our house working from home. My daughter's daycare was closed, so she's with us all day long. So then in September of that year, we decided, let's get out of here. Let's go to Disney, which was like the most incredible time to be there.
Yes.
We had to wear masks everywhere. It's 90 degrees out. Yeah, it sucks wearing a mask outside when it's that hot. I'd be miserable anyways. Right. So like, that's the way I looked at it. And there was no one there. Yeah. You could walk on anything you wanted, like just Slinky Dog back to back to back. It was incredible. Like nothing will ever top the rides of that trip. And totally I feel like that's why I don't ever want to wait in a line now.
Yeah.
Like I've been on this how many times? I really want to wait 40 minutes for this. Not right. Really. So yeah. Yeah. So then it just kept snowballing from there. And now with Marathon Weekend being my last time there, it's 15 trips since then. So yeah.
Wow. That's a
kind of went all in on the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
And now, so you said, you know, seeing your daughter, like experience all of it. Was there anything in particular that you were like, this is it? Like that was the moment that hooked you and you're like, I'm ready to go back.
It was all over the trip, like just seeing all the character interactions. But my favorite was our last day at Epcot, of all parks for a kid, Epcot. Yeah. And she met Mickey there near the end. And it started raining right after she met him. So she was the last kid to get to meet him for that like time frame of the day. Mm-hmm. But the video is incredible of her. Like Mickey gets down on one knee and she's probably 20 feet away and just full on sprints into his arms and hugs him for a good 10, 15 seconds. Like just like the genuine embrace that this is the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, this is it. Yeah. When we watch that video back, you can't replace it. It's so cool to see.
Ugh, I love those moments. Like you said, you can't replace it. You can't explain it. You can't a lot of times even the videos don't do justice from like when you're in there in the moment and you like watch that happen in real life. There is nothing better than that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I love it. Now, so you said you've done a bunch of different trips since then. Are a lot of them regular trips? Are they all Run Disney trips? A mix of both?
More not Run Disney than Run Disney. Mm-hmm. So I try. I typically go to Run Disney races without my family. They've gone to a decent amount of them. And I mean, I totally get it from my wife's perspective. I go to bed early. I wake up early. And then if they're going to wake up and cheer, it ruins like their whole day. Because now like my daughter's been up since 3 a.m. and stuff like that. So
yeah,
typically I'll go by myself, which I love. I thought my first time doing it without my daughter, I'd feel really guilty. And I slightly do. But as you meet people in the Run Disney community, you have your friends you meet every time. So it's, mm-hmm. you're doing things with them, or I'm off on my own. And my family's not here. I've always wanted to go to X restaurant. I'm going there because no one else is saying they want to go somewhere else. So you finally get to experience certain things. So yeah, it's a good mix. We brought my mom a couple times. So we brought her September 21, I think it was. That was when we first got our annual passes. They like just went back on sale.
Yep.
And I remember like kept calling Disney. I'm like, can I just buy it now? They're like, no, you can't buy it until you get here. You got to buy it in person during that time frame. So like as soon as we landed, went to Hollywood Studios and immediately walked in and bought our annual passes that we've had since then now. And then my mom came for Marathon Weekend this trip because she wanted to cheer at the marathon. So it's pretty cool to make it a little family affair, you know, a little mix up of every time we go.
I love it. Now, I don't have any kids. And I tell all my friends with kids, because very similar where they're like, oh, I don't know, I feel guilty. I'm like, trust me, do one adult only trip or a solo trip, and you will literally change your entire mind. And you'll be like, see you, kids. I'm going to Florida. I'm not going to Disney. Don't worry. And then they're like, I'm totally going and spending the whole time in the parks. And it really does change so many people's minds about like how you can experience Disney. As a parent or not, I think adult trips are the way to go at least once every year, every other year. Like you said, whether it's going with your friends, meeting new people, especially if you want to do Run Disney, everybody is so nice. Like,
Finding new things every trip. Like,
yeah,
we've gone how many times and, you know, like you always get the, oh, you're going to Disney again. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, last time I went, I did this, this, and this that I've never done before in all my other trips. Like, you always find something new to do, new to experience. And that's like, we did mini golfing at Marathon Weekend.
Oh, so fun.
So a few of the people have DVC passes, so they were blacked out for a couple of days. So I was like, well, I've never gone mini golfing before. And then everyone else, me either. Next thing you know, we had a whole crew. And then it became, you know, all in costumes.
There you go.
What's a Run Disney weekend doing anything without a costume? So we were all in costume for that. So it was it was an experience. Apparently there's two courses too. One is nice and themed Disney, and the one we were on was the worst mini golf course on the planet. It was incredibly hard. Like two holes in, we're all like, what is this? Like if you brought a child here, they would be crying because this is so hard. Yeah, but we made the most fun of it, but I would never recommend that course to anybody.
Which one was it? Do you know?
I couldn't even tell you, but there's one that has theming and one that has none. We were on the one with none, and it was brutal. Oh my
God, that's so funny. I don't think I've mini golfed in Disney since we went like as kids.
It was fun. It was an experience, especially like with the costumes and stuff. And we had, I think, 8 of us. So we had like the groups back to back.
I love it.
It was fun.
So talk to us about your Run Disney journey. How did you start running Disney? Did you start running locally first and then get into Run Disney? Or did Run Disney kind of get you into running? How did that all start?
Kind of a blend of both. So I saw a picture of myself on a plane going to Disney, of all places, and I didn't like how I looked. I'm 6'2". I was always like tall and like lanky, skinny, whatever you want to say. And I definitely was not in that picture anymore. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, I'm going to start running. So on Black Friday 2020, I bought a treadmill. And I told my wife, I'm not going to be the guy who buys a treadmill and doesn't use it.
Yeah.
So I never ran distances in my life. I played basketball growing up. So I started just running sprint intervals on it because I was like, I'm not going to run a mile. Like, let me run 10 sprints on here real quick, you know? And so that's how it all started. And then obviously that wasn't exactly working. I'm like, I need to do something more than this. So then I started trying to run distances far, right? When you start out, I was trying to run 1 or 2 miles and that was going all right. And then it started getting warmer out. So I started running my old neighborhood. It was exactly a half mile around our circle. So I would just run around our circle. And Well, it's so I live on a different circle now, which is like completely different way it's built and everything. So it's, I don't know, different area, different kind of neighborhood. But yeah, so I'd run that and I would just run. So I Galloway now, I run walk. Mm-hmm. And that changed my life alone. So I would do that. I'd be completely exhausted after 2 miles. My heart rate would be like 185, way too high. And so I was like, this isn't working. Like I gotta figure out something else. Mm-hmm. And then I don't remember how, but I discovered that you could run at Disney. I have no idea, no recollection where I first saw it. And then it was obviously far enough ahead of time that I was able to register for Marathon Weekend 2022, the 5K. Mm-hmm. And that was the first race of my life. So, So I remember like running around, practicing, like this 5K was like the biggest thing to me in the world.
Yeah.
And like, so when I go back to like Run Disney now to any weekend and someone's like, oh, I'm just doing the 5K. It's my first race. I'm like, hey, I get it. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Like this is Run Disney is a gateway drug. Like this is a start, you know? I wish I remembered all this stuff. So I remembered like I somehow found out people running costumes and things like that. And I'm a very outgoing person. I don't give two shits what anyone thinks. Yeah. Like I'm going to dress up. I'm going to have fun. Like if I got to dance around in a dress with my daughter in the basement when we're playing dress up, like that's it. Like as long as I can put a smile on her face, I'm doing it. So I ended up running as Chewbacca.
Yes.
In the ranks of my Run Disney costumes, it's a pretty half-assed costume by me, by my standards now. But I remember running that and just being exhausted as could be when it ended. But then my daughter came running up to me, gave me a big hug. I remember crying. I cry all the time after races.
Same.
She was dressed in a Chewbacca dress. And then my wife's a graphic designer, so they had this nice flag, like something about like you're the like best dad in the galaxy kind of thing that she made. So that was cool. Like, so the whole weekend was like, oh my God, this was incredible. I love this. And then going to the park all the days after that, like, look at all these other medals. Like, wouldn't that be cool to like get all these other medals? Like here, I just struggled to get through this 5K, but like, that's incredible. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
So then I go home, like any smart person, I sign up then for all of Wine and Dine. So that's going to be my first full weekend of Run Disney. So in that meantime, I ran a 5K at home and then a 10K. So that was my first 10K at home. And then I think that was my first half marathon, Wine and Dine weekend. Not positive, I think it was. But yeah, so I signed up for all of Wine and Dine. And then obviously I signed up for Dopey then because I had just run a 5K.
Yeah.
So in a 1-year span, I went from my first 5K to Dopey. And that's now we're wild. Here after my second Dopey. Yeah. So my friends, like locally, people that start running, they're like, how do you get yourself to run a half marathon or a marathon? Like, sign up for it. You got no choice. You got to do the training.
Yep.
You know, like if you don't do the training, you're the one looking at yourself in the mirror saying, all right, you failed basically. So yeah, it just snowballed from there. And then I signed up for All of Princess. So I went from my first run Disney experience of 5K to All of Wine and Dine, All of Dopey, All of Princess in the next calendar year. So it was the acceleration.
Yeah. Like that's putting it mildly, I feel like. And I totally agree. I feel like so many people are like, oh, I'm just doing the 5K or I'm just doing the 10K. And there's so much, this almost probably sounds dramatic, but like so much hope in people too that do their first 5K. My brother and I were talking about Dopey last year and he was like, can you believe you're doing Dopey? And I was like, hell no, I cannot believe I'm doing it. And he was like, do you remember how panicked you were running your very first 5K? And I was like, absolutely. I will never forget that first race. And afterwards I was like, I will never run again. You will not catch me at a race or doing anything. And one of my really good friends was like, look, I know you. You're going to be doing charity races. You're going to be doing all sorts of fun shit. And I was like, no, this was horrible. I'm out. No, thank you. And here we are. Like, it is something about, like you say, when you put everything into every mile, and you should be really proud of yourself about every single step of 3.1 miles. The first time you do it, the 700th time you do it, because you're doing more than the people that are sitting at home not doing it.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter how fast you are, yeah, how slow you are, you know, like using air quotes on a podcast, that makes sense. So yeah, like, you know, people worry about their pace or whatever, like go out there and be you. You know, that's what matters at the end of the day. No one, 100%. You know, you could post a face or a, you know, oh, I'm so slow. Like at the end of the day, no one there cares that you're slow or fast. Yeah. They care that you finished. They care that you showed up, that you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what matters at the end of it. That's what people remember. They don't remember, oh, you ran a 16-minute pace. Oh no. Like you still ran a 16-minute pace and finished the race. You still showed up and started the race. That's all that matters.
Yep. Absolutely. And us party corral people in the back two corrals, you know, we have a damn good time. So
exactly. Or like I'm a B corral, borderline A corral person, and I have fun. So I like, if you looked at my times at Run Disney, you were like, this guy doesn't belong in B. But I pay a shit ton of money to be at these races. I'm going to wear a fun costume. I'm going to have a blast. Like, I don't care how slow I go. I don't care how many character lines I wait in. Like, I'm going to make the most of this and have fun. I think the half of the half, I think our pace was like 19 minutes for our group. Like, we started out at 4, and then next thing you know, by the last character stop, we had like 20 some people in our picture. We'd wait in every character line. We'd wait in, we'd turn around and we'd try to find friends on the course and be like, all right, get in. And we just keep growing. Like we had this just massive pack then.
Yeah. I think running. Some of you shared on your stories, I feel like, in the last couple of days, right? There was like a massive group photo.
Yeah. That was the last picture we took. And it was so like, good. There's so many, like Erin on Will Run For podcast. She kept saying like, there were so many different groups of friends at Run Disney that like, it didn't make sense who was in the picture, but like, and there's people in the picture that I don't even know, but you know, like someone in our group knew them and pulled them off the course and got them in the picture. So like, it's just so fun. Everyone's in just such a good mood there. I love it.
Agreed. Now, what do you think it was about Run Disney that like hooked you and was like, this is it. I'm all in.
I think how happy everyone is. Like, yeah, I get up at 2 a.m. every race, but like you get there in the morning and it's not like a bunch of grouchy people. Like if I go to a local half marathon here and I show up for 7 a.m., everyone there looks like they hate their life. Yeah. You know, like you show up to a Run Disney race, like everyone's amped. I love costumes. That was another reason why I got hooked on it. Like I can run in the most random, weirdest stuff, but like I'm going to blend right in. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I want to one-up myself every time. I always want to have a better costume. I want to have more fun with this. So it's just the spirit of everyone. And like you look forward to that. You train. Training sucks. No one likes training. Yeah. You know, so you get the reward at the end of the rainbow. You get to the weekend and you're like, all right, let's have some fun now. It's the fun miles.
Absolutely. I always think about, obviously living in the Boston area, the folks at the Boston Marathon that were usually in kind of like those charity corrals in the back. Oftentimes, like I always think about, there's always one person that's dressed as like a hot dog or a hamburger. And I used to work on Boylston Street. So we'd always see like everybody coming through. And I'd be like, how the hell is this person running 26.2 miles in a goddamn hot dog costume? Like, what is happening? But those were always the people that looked like they were having the most fun. They were like, you know, waving their hands in the air, getting the crowd all into it and getting everybody excited. They can see the finish line of the Boston Marathon and they're like, hell yeah, let's do it. That was something that I was so excited to see when I first started doing Run Disney, because I was like, okay, so this isn't just like a strange thing that happens at like these big, huge races like the Boston Marathon. It also happens in a really cool place like Disney. And then even more people are dressed up and it's not just, you know, the random people at the back that are just like having a grand old time by themselves. To your point, everybody is having a good time in that same like mindset, I guess, which I really love.
Yeah, from A to Z, like you said, like the people that are on the front of the tape on mm-hmm. in A Corral are dressed up just as much as people all the way back in, you know, F. Yeah. You know, it runs the gamut. It's so fun because you just get such a blend of people. You get a blend of shapes, abilities, everything when it comes ages. To Run Disney, and that's ages. Yeah, and like that's like you don't get that at a local race. It's just such a cool, welcoming. Everyone is all about everyone there. Yeah. You know, if you see someone fall, there's gonna be seven people that come and try to help that person up. You know, they're not yeah. running by. They're not worried about their time. It's help this person, motivate them to the next, you know, to keep going.
Absolutely. So you mentioned costumes. I want to talk about that. Talk to us about like, how do you plan your costumes? Do you do group costumes, solo costumes? Do you train in the middle of Wisconsin in your costumes? Like,
I've never ran in my costumes at home. Absolutely not. A lot of times my costumes are first put on at 2:30 in the morning, race day morning. And yeah.
Just wait, I love it.
My costumes usually come from my daughter. Whatever she likes is kind of what I go with. She has all the little characters or all the little like action figures of Disney characters downstairs.
Yeah.
So I'll just go in like her toy bin and I'll just dig around and be like, pull out certain characters and be like, all right. So, and she'll help me. Like, we'll pull out characters and make a pile. I'm like, all right, here's an idea for costumes right here. But then you start like looking at like, oh, I got Aladdin here. I don't have a Boo in here, but maybe I could be a Boo. You know, so you start like digging deeper into the movies then.
Yep.
So that's where a lot of it comes from. I've been a lot of Princess and the Frog characters through the years because that's her favorite movie.
Yep.
So I was Prince Naveen for the marathon. I was Dr. Facilier for the 10K. I was Lewis at Princess last year for the 10K.
Nice.
With Ray, I had Ray on my shoulder and he was all lit. His butt was all lit up.
Love it.
So yeah, it's a mix of that. I've started doing group costumes, which that was like in itself. I knew a couple people from Run Disney, like just I'd always go by myself. First race, I didn't know anyone. Went to Wine and Dine, I didn't know a soul. And I just gradually met people. And then I actually got hurt while I was running the springtime virtual last year while I was at Disney. Hurt my IT band. So then they said I couldn't run, but I could cycle. So then I bought a Peloton. And then I don't remember how, but I met Erica, Ever Evolving Erica, on Instagram. And then we started riding Peloton together. And then she introduced me to other Run Disney people. So we ride hit or miss because it's 4:15 in the morning for me, 5:15 in the morning on Fridays. Just a big group of Run Disney people ride Peloton together. So that's how I met my friend Steph, was through that. And then she made a post on Instagram one day for Wine and Dine for the 10K saying they're looking to do a Hamilton group costume. I love Hamilton. My daughter loves Hamilton. So basically I just messaged her.
Like, hey, if
I can be, but I was like, I messaged Steph. I'm like, if I can be Hamilton, Burr or Washington, I'm in. And she said, Hamilton's available. I'm like, all right, how's the lead guy available? Yeah. So I became Hamilton. So I got to be the one to wear a wig. Like that was my launch into group costumes and it was an absolute blast. That's how I met a whole bunch more people.
Yeah.
And that's how Joe, DVC runner, everyone knows Joe. That's how I met him, and him and I just clicked. Steph's husband, Dan, that's how him and I, like, so the three of us just clicked from that race on. So like, we're always hanging out, doing stuff, always talking, still texting each other all the time. We're running a race in Orlando on March 2nd, the Best Damn Orlando race, half marathon.
I've heard that that's a great race. Like truly, people love and always talk about that race.
Yeah, they kept like hyping it up. So then I was like, all right, I'll do it. So there's a ton of Run Disney people going to that. So that's how I got roped into my first group costume. And then I did a group costume with a lot of those same people when I was Dr. Facilier. We had a big villain group for the 10K marathon weekend. Otherwise, I just go with what my daughter wants. I'm not always on theme. And then my wife makes incredible hats. So like one race a weekend, she kind of makes this hat. It's usually starts with like a foam base from like a foam pillow, and then there's this like air clay, I forget what it's actually called, it's like super light clay, and then she forms the whole thing. So I was Sunny Eclipse for the 5K marathon weekend, and she made my hat that was his head.
Oh my god.
I was skunk figment or at Wine and Dine half marathon. So she made me a figment head. And then it all started when I was Lewis, and she made me Lewis's head with the big, long alligator, you know, mouth and the teeth coming down and stuff. So she's kind of become her own like person at Run Disney. When people like see her hats, that, you know, like people tell me, tell your wife she does such a good job on the hats.
Incredible.
So now she has the pressure of living up to that. So yeah, so I'm kind of all over the board on costumes, but I love going all in on it.
That's awesome. Now, do you try to like craft as much as possible aside from the hats? Because it sounds like that is like VIP status. Do you like put things together where like you build kind of like the costume yourself? Do you buy like a straight up Halloween costume of something? Because I feel like people also have very different takes on that. They might do more of like a Disney bound and then like a hat or something that's gonna like really pull it together.
I'm not a bounder. I am more try to get it to a T to what like the character looks like. So when I was Dr. Facilier, my wife made the necklace that he wears with like, it's like a shark tooth or whatever on it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to wear it. And that was the first thing I didn't even remember it. When she saw my picture, her and my daughter are both like, where's your necklace? And I was like, oh man,
no. It
was the one thing I was missing. So we just try to get to a T. I don't buy costumes. I have some of the like Hawaiian pizza apparel or whatever, like shirts where it's so like when I was Prince Naveen for the marathon, that was more like super low key. You're running 26 miles. I was injured, got even more injured during the race. I'm like, I don't want to wear something crazy. But when I was Bo Peep, I had a shirt from that, but then I had like shorts, I had the cape, I made a cane or whatever the shepherd hook thing it's called.
Yeah.
So I started with sheep on it, inflatable sheep, balloons.
God.
Lost one in the pre-race party. And then right when we started running on the course, I accidentally like bumped into a guy next to me and then one fell off. So I caught it because I'm like, oh my God, someone's going to trip on these because they were pretty big.
Yeah.
So then I popped that one and then I just had one left and I'm like, you know what? This is going to cause a problem at some point. So then I popped that one too. So it was a great idea in planning. But it was one of those things too. Like I had no idea how big these things were. I remember taking them out in my hotel room the night before the half marathon and like laying them out on my bed. I'm like,
oh
man,
shit.
These are like three times as big as I expected to be. But yeah. It was good. Dan, like I mentioned, he dressed as a sheep. They were tied. I tied them to my shepherd hook.
Oh my
so
God.
Like in theory, it made sense, but they were wider than my body, like the three of them together. So it was not practical. But Dan from Steph's husband, Dan, he ran with me and he dressed as a sheep. So I still had a sheep with me.
I love it. So you didn't lose all the sheep, just three of the four.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my costume planning, not practicing or thinking about the real life application of it.
I love it.
My favorite prop I've used, though, is a horn, like a trumpet. I got it for, I ran as Yeehaw Bob from Port Orleans Riverside, the nighttime entertainment.
Yep.
Highly recommend.
What a good
Yeehaw Bob. Yeah. So I had his bugle for the costume, blowing it on the course, just terrifying people. You blow that like for a photo, when photo passes come in, people just freak out.
Just scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah. So I've used it three times now. So I've had three times to terrify people. I used it with Lewis then, and then when I was White Rabbit at Wine and Dine this year.
Hopefully
I can find another character that uses a trumpet.
Yeah. So who else has a trumpet that you could... I feel like a lot of people do some like creative things too, where you could like put together a band and like be a random trumpet player character in a band or something.
Yeah.
Like you'll find a way, I'm sure, to use that trumpet.
That's the only thing I've ever reused really for a Run Disney weekend out of all the random props and crap I've bought.
Yeah.
Like, of all the things, like $10 bugle is what I keep reusing.
I love it. So how many races have you done altogether?
I want to say when I counted at marathon weekend, it was like 15-ish, probably more than that.
Nice.
Yeah, around 15.
And that's over just a couple of years. So
that's
a lot of race time in in a couple of years. Have you built any traditions or things that are like must-dos for you when you go down for a race weekend?
Not really. Well, when I'm not with my family, I typically go to Rose and Crown like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Text everyone who's here, meet me at Rose and Crown.
Yeah.
So that usually gets the weekend started on a nice elevated level.
Yep.
But that's about it, really. The post-race parties, you know, ciders in the parking lot, ciders at the expo. I just can't wait to get there to start seeing everyone because you haven't seen each other, especially for Wine and Dine. You haven't seen each other in how long, how many months. So it's kind of like a family reunion, like, you know, like catch up with everyone and whatnot. So it's fun.
Yeah. I was just saying to Amanda when we recorded an episode the other day, I wish you could like prepay for beer, cider, champagne, whatever you drink, because those lines at the end and like those tents, I feel like are always the worst by the time I get out. I'm like, come
you
on,
have to,
I
just always need a have beer. 2 cups. Always bring 2 cups. Yes. So that's you got it. That way you don't have to go back in line again. You just have 2 to start, get back in, 2 more.
I'm a double fist girl to the day I die when it comes to beer. At a game, at a show, at a race, you'll always find
save
beer
yourself
in
a
each
ton
end.
Of time.
Yes.
If you're going to wait in that line one time, you might as well get 2 to save yourself another 20 minutes of your life.
Exactly. But I wish you could do something, or like put the runners in our own line and the spectators can be in their own line. I don't know. We got to figure out the beer line for me. That's like something I really would like for Run Disney to listen to this
and find
podcast.
Find a 1 cup friend. So if they're in line and they only have 1 cup, you can run up and give them your cup.
Yes. Gotta so maybe we all
take
need
advantage
3 cups.
Of someone that's under planning.
Yeah. So maybe we all need 3
you can
cups.
You can only get two though. Yeah.
Right. But if you have your old cups and you have your True. 2 and then give your 3rd one to your 1 cup friend, see, this is where the good ideas come from. And just keep them all going.
I like it.
So you're traveling obviously from Wisconsin. So what do your travel plans look like for race weekends? You come down on like Wednesday, do the expo, stay till Tuesday. How do your trips usually?
It's really hit or miss. I'm kind of all over the board. Typically, I'll come in at least the day before the expo, if not the day before that. Just kind of a lot of it, I'll just look at, all right, the flight is $200 cheaper to fly this day. Yeah. And the hotel is $150, so I'll just fly in a day early then
it's
and save
crazy.
The money. Yeah. And being a pass holder too, so if I get there, I'm like, all right, I'll go to Epcot for 2 hours or something. You know, it's not like I'm just going to sit at my resort, which I am all about resort hopping. I could go for a week at Disney and not go to a park and have a blast going to all the resorts. But yeah, it's figure it out, play it by ear. You know, the hardest thing is when I go by myself is leaving my family. Like, so it's like, all right, well, now I'm going to leave you another day. You know, good luck getting ready for school another day. You know, things like that. So like we only have one kid, but we each have our own like part of the routine in the morning. So it's when one's gone, it's like, all right, all hands on deck. Let's get this done.
Yes. Yep. We've talked a little bit about training for the races. Do you have like a typical training plan that you follow? Now you said you do the Galloway interval runs, which I do as well, which I agree has totally changed my life and kind of an outlook, if you will, on running. Talk to us about training, kind of like your outlook, I guess, on Galloway. Give us kind of the scoop with that.
I don't remember how I discovered like the whole Galloway method. But I started doing that and like my heart rate went massively down because I wasn't kind of sprinting and I got substantially faster. I never would have been able to run the distances I do had I kept doing what I was doing because my heart would have probably exploded at that point. And I would have been just too tired. So so I started doing the Galloway method, massively gained speed, changed my life. Cried the first time I met Jeff, super emotional guy, if you can't catch on to that yet.
I love it.
But yeah, so like Jeff was awesome. And then turning that this past year, I signed up for customized training through Jeff Galloway. Highly recommend it. It's worth the money to me. I did it mostly for the plan. So Coach Chris Twiggs builds out, you tell him these are all my races and he'll build out your plan. Like when I was just talking to him at marathon weekend, I told him, like, I don't need, like, the coaching aspect of it. Like, I don't need you to be like, hey, you need to do your races or do your training and, you know, or pop in weekly to touch base. Like, I just need a plan. So basically, like, you can just sign up for 1 month, tell him everything, and he will build out your plan for you. So that's what I'm going to be doing. If my knee ever heals from marathon weekend, I have a whole bunch of races planned this year. So I'm just going to sign up for a month, get my whole plan, and then stick to it. Because without that, I just would run. Like, so I had the Run Disney plans, but then I would just run like say a 5K every day. And then on the weekend I'd do a long run and then back to running 5Ks and stuff like that every day. And I got faster from where I was, but I plateaued, like completely plateaued. There was no, I could tell every day, like I'm like, not getting any faster. So signing up for customized was huge because it introduced me to really focusing on slowing down makes you faster. So making your training run slower than you think they need to be, but it's really going to pay off in the end. And also doing speed work. I never did any speed work running Yasos. So like the 800 meter sprints, like those are brutal, but they make a massive difference.
Yeah.
Speed wise on race day. So that definitely opened my eyes to everything. So sticking to the plan, you know, obviously there'll be some weekends that, all right, went to my neighbor's house till 2 a.m. Like I'm not running tomorrow. So like you got to adapt some things on your own. Life happens, still have fun, but just learning the different aspects of training and different ways to train can make such a difference to any level runner. So mm-hmm. if you're someone struggling to keep up a 16-minute pace and you were to sign up for a running coach and they show you all these different things, you're going to be mind blown by how much you can change, how your body changes and everything that goes along with it.
Absolutely. And what do you think it was about, whether it be the training plan or the actual process of, you know, integrating into the Galloway method, that you were like, ah, like, where did it click for you that you were like, this is the right style for me?
I remember my first time I ran that way, I ran the same speed 5K that I did just running. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, yeah. I walked how many times in this 5K? Like, how the hell is this even possible? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It just took that one run and to be like, all right, I guess this works. I can't explain why, but it works.
Yeah.
You know, so you're running faster in your run intervals to make up for that walk essentially. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then even once I signed up with Coach Twiggs, I was running 2 minutes running, 30 second walk. And then he changed me to do 90-30. So running 30 seconds less, and I shaved 9 minutes off my half marathon PR this year.
Wow. With
that, like, how does that work? Like, yeah. You know, so it's the little things like that just blow my mind. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I'm walking more and way faster. You know, it was nuts.
Yeah. I will never forget the first time I did a full race with Galloway, how I felt afterwards. I was like, wow. Because I had done a bunch of local races and I would always feel like absolute trash afterwards. Like, I felt horrible. I was like, I'm sick. I'm dying. Like, I'm not going to make it. And then the first full race that I did with intervals afterwards, I was like, wow, I could actually like go either continue or like go function for the rest of the day and not feel like I had to be stuck on my couch, you know, trying to survive. And
pass people at the end.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best part, like passing people and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you keep walking past me. And the next thing you know, like, you don't even see them anymore. And then they're just frustrated.
It is wild how that happens. The other thing that I thought was fascinating, I met Jeff Galloway after I had done Dopey. So I think it was Princess 2023. And I had dedicated the marathon to my aunt who had passed. And I raised money for our trust that we have for pancreatic cancer research. And I was talking to him about it. And when he looks at you, he like looks into your soul. And I was like, this man gives a shit. Like, he
genuine
cares. Yeah. And he was like, you did that. And I was like, but you helped me get there. And he was like, but you did the work. And like, someone like that who has helped so many people, like me, like you, all these other people that we see at Run Disney, and he still cares about every single runner that he talks to at the race, at the expo. And I'm like, this guy is just like incredible. He is just so fascinating to me. I wish I could just talk to him for like a whole day and be like, tell me everything about your life. Tell me how it all works. And like, what has the impact of the Galloway method been on him? Because God only knows. Like, I can only imagine.
Well, in his energy too, to like every weekend he's talking all day long. Like, I couldn't imagine doing that. And like you said, like, he's in a good mood. He's peppy. He's energetic. Yeah. He's pumped for every single person that he meets from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, just nonstop action. Yeah, it's crazy.
Hangs in like the chute. So you'll usually see him at a lot of the longer races too, like cheering people on as they come in. Like, he's amazing. I just love everything about him. So looking back at all of your races now that you've done a whole bunch, and you've done everything from 5K all the way to Dopey, what are some of the tips that you've learned over the weekends that have been really helpful for you? Whether it's the race itself or how you approach the weekend, food, what have been some of your favorite tips you've learned?
I think like just relax, like get off your feet is a real thing. Like, I'll go out to the parks after till like probably like 5-6 o'clock. And then I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm gonna go back. I don't care what anyone else is doing. Like, I'm going back. I'm gonna get off my feet and just chill. I don't sleep ever as it is. So like, that aspect doesn't bother me. I'll lay down at say 8 o'clock, finally fall asleep at 10. Check the clock every hour until 2 o'clock. But like, so the sleep part doesn't get me, but it's getting off my feet, especially on the longer weekend, like marathon weekend. Like, don't just lay down, you know, right away after the race. Walk. You need to walk. Get your legs walked out, you know, and things like that. Eat decent food. I'm a horrible person to ask about eating or drinking. Like, when it's a Run Disney weekend and my family's not there, there's a lot of alcohol going on.
Yeah.
But you try to drink some water.
Try to drink some water. Best. There you go. Just try.
But just be in a good mood, you know, like yeah. wear your medal to the park. I got called out Wine and Dine weekend this past weekend, past year, because I didn't wear my medal like half the days. I kept forgetting it and I got called out all the time. But
yeah,
it's so cool, especially when you're new to Run Disney, to wear it to the parks, to hear like all the random strangers just congratulating you. That's, I remember my first weekend with that 5K medal. By the time marathon day came around, you know, everyone's got their dopey medals and everything on, and I just got just the 5K. And I remember like feeling small about it, but then like people kept congratulating you. Like they don't give a shit what race you ran or anything like that. It's like, yeah. you still, like we were saying at the start, like you still got out there and did it. So that's when like opened my eyes, like this whole running world's a little more accepting and like nice than the rest of the world is, you know, like yeah. it was so cool to like just feel that everywhere you went.
Absolutely. Now, did you go to Disneyland?
No, I did not.
Okay. This is something that I noticed.
So my wife's reasoning why I didn't go to Disneyland was because we went there this summer as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Disney World 5 times this year and I still went there for races, you know, like, I didn't understand that thought process, but I will abide by it.
not the battle to pick right now, I guess, right?
You're right.
So I went to Disneyland, and one of the things that I noticed, and I don't know if it was just like a different vibe or if it was like more people that are used to the Disneyland races, but like everyone that I saw was like, oh, congratulations. People would literally look at me like I was crazy. And I was like, okay. Whatever. But then you would see some people and say like, congratulations. I'm like, oh, you too. Like, and I was like, okay, you must be a Disney World race person.
Yeah,
and
you're
like,
the Disney
I was
World
like,
okay.
I was like trying to figure it out, but it was so weird because at Disney World, everybody, or like you're standing in line taking a picture, how are your races? How'd it go? How do you feel? Like you said, you even meet random people in the parks. It's almost like a conversation starter. And
yeah, exactly.
That was something I didn't experience as much in Disneyland, except for people that were getting their coast to coast at Disneyland. So those
except
people
for the East Coasters.
Right. So I was like, you know that they just ran at Disney World. And those people were like, oh my gosh, how was your race? And I was like, what is happening right now? I was like, I don't know if
That's
this is
crazy.
Just like a bias for me of like as a Disney World person. Either that or like no one just wants to talk anymore. And I was
but
like,
even
and I don't
like,
feel like that's the case.
Even like a non-race weekend, if you're wearing a race shirt and you see someone else in a race shirt, yeah. it's like you both are like, oh my God, you run Disney. And yeah. you immediately just start talking. You know, like there's been numerous times sitting, we were at Beach Club this summer and I was sitting at whatever the pool bar is and I had a Run Disney shirt on and the lady like kitty corner from me did. I literally sat there for like 3 hours talking to her yeah. and her husband about Run Disney. And then I was going to the Halloween party. Mickey's Not So Scary. And she wanted the shirt from the party because she was going like 2 months later and it was going to be sold out probably. So then I bought her the shirt, met up with her in the park the next day. Like,
I love it.
Just like a total random Run Disney connection that like yeah. you wouldn't just talk to a normal person sitting at the bar for that long or that in depth about anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a simple thing that brings people together and opens the door for conversation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, similar, even like right before we hit record, your shirt, he's currently wearing a shirt that has, all I can see from like the top of the Zoom is Dopey. I was like, can I see your shirt? I was like, what does that look like? What does it say? Because there are always so many good shirts out there that you gotta check out all the small shops and find all the good race merch on top of the Run Disney stuff. That's great, but not always as good as the small shops. So if you think about your experience so far, what would you say are the top things, especially as a Corral beer, which if you have not run a Run Disney race yet, Tony's fast. He's up towards the front, getting to the top of these corrals. So what are some things that you feel like people need to know, they should consider, or think about if they want to sign up for their very first Run Disney race?
Don't be intimidated. Like, I remember going to that first 5K, like, on the bus, and I'm like, what did I get myself into? Am I going to finish? I remember thinking that for my first Dopey going to the marathon, like, what did I, like, am I going to do this? Like, I've never done my first Dopey was piss poor training. I will say that right away. I was so sore marathon morning. I should not have been there.
Yeah.
But we got it done.
We did it.
So it's like, get over the intimidation. Like if you're worried, look at everyone else on the bus, like talk to someone, like, mm-hmm. can you have an easier way to have a starter conversation, be sitting on a bus with a bunch of people that are about to go do the same thing, that have the same passions as you? Like, you can't ask for more, you know, ask, hey, where are you from? Similar to that, my friend Joshua, it was Wine and Dine last 2022 Wine and Dine. I didn't know a soul, went to this race, not knowing a soul, sat on the bus one morning, or I was on the bus one morning, this guy sat with me, started talking to him. We're at Pop Century together. His name's Joshua. He's from Texas. All right. Next day, I go get on the bus. He's sitting on the bus, open seat, sit next to him. And then we went to Rise and Run, had a meetup that day in Disney Springs.
Yep.
Walk into the meetup. Who's there? Joshua.
Love it.
Now we talk all the time. Like, just from sitting next to someone on a bus, now yeah. I have a bus buddy, as we call each other. So whenever he always stays at Pop. I'm hit or miss when I'm staying at Pop. But when I do, we sit together on the bus every race. We text each other in the morning to make sure we're awake. You know, like all from a simple conversation, sitting next to someone on the bus at a race weekend where I didn't know a single person. You know, that's all it takes. You just have that all in common. It's so easy to start that. Yeah, like if it's your first weekend, just be open-minded, have fun with it. Listen when they talk about courtesy of going off to the side when you're walking. And if you're walking, like as a Galloway person, when you put your arm up before you're going to start walking.
Yep.
My biggest pet peeve is when someone just like throws it up and as it's going up, they just stop. And I'm like, little notice, like make it like you're like a yellow traffic light. Yeah. Like you got to give us a little time before you go red.
Yep.
I don't get as bent out of shape as some people about walking on the left. You know, like if I'm all the way on the left and it's my walk segment and I got to cut across 10 people, I'm just going to walk way on the left. Like I'll get on the side. You know, so I always just try to get over. Don't run five wide. You know, like when I was talking about at the half of the half when we had all these people running together from picture to picture, we were all spread apart, not running shoulder to shoulder, you know, like a couple people wide. That was it. You know, a lot of us were like the experienced runners too. So, you know, like just get out of people's way, make it easy for everyone. Everyone's there for the same reason.
Yeah.
A big thing for pictures, if you're new, do not interact with the character. That is not your time to interact with the character.
No.
One of my favorite moments taking pictures was with Jesse. I forget what weekend it was, but they said she had like 2 minutes left and you could just tell it was all Run Disney veterans in line. And I've never seen pictures taken so fast. It was just boom, 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 boom. And just hammering through so everyone could get a picture before she left. Like it was incredible.
Yeah.
It's just think of everyone around you. You know, like you're there to have fun, but big picture, think of everybody, not just yourself. I mean, that's anything in life. Think of everyone, not just yourself.
Absolutely. And I think that's very similar to even when you see the photo pass tents coming up. Don't dart in front of the person around you. Like, look around, look over your shoulder. There's probably somebody to your sides behind you. Like, be courteous in general on the course, I think is a pretty.
Yeah. Pretty... And the arms out. I'm not a big arms out picture person. Like, my wife hates I do the hang loose thing, which was great when my daughter ran the Princess 5K with me. So did my wife. We all ran it last year. So many pictures of my daughter doing the same thing. Oh, man. My wife saw the pictures. She's like, are you kidding me? I hate when you do that. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure Natalie heard you saying that you hate it. So she does it all the time.
And now she's all in. I love it. So we've talked about people that want to sign up for their very first race. What if there's someone listening who's like, I just did my very first 5K. I love it so much. How do I get to Dobie? How do you encourage them or motivate them to say you can do it? I say all the time, I'm like, yo, if I can do it, anybody can do it. What's your advice or your suggestions for folks that are like, I want to eventually get to Dopey, Goofy, a full from where?
Just believe in yourself. Surround yourself with good people. You know, like you're going to go through the training cycle and you're going to get in the dumps. You're going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. And you're mentally just going to be a complete train wreck. It happens to everyone. It happens to every one of us. And it's who can you fall back on that's not going to enable you to give up? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's if you don't have friends in the running community that, you know, like right now, if I were to text 10 people saying like, I'm done with running, every single one of them is going to be on my ass about like, no, you're not, explaining how we're going to get through this. Yep. So if you don't have friends that are into running, it's find someone that is going to prop you up at any part of your life. Mm-hmm. Could be your parent. It could be a sibling. It could be a friend, but it can't be a toxic person that's ready, like that easily gives up on anything because it sucks. Training for a marathon sucks.
Yeah.
Training for a half marathon, kind of fun. Training for a 10K, not bad. Training for a marathon sucks.
Yep.
There's no way to sugarcoat that. It sucks. You know, like you go on a 20-mile run by yourself, there's a whole lot of bad thoughts that are going through your head. You're going to think of everything under the sun. You're going to fix all the world problems. You're going to create all the world problems. You're going to create all your own problems. So it's how do you control the mental aspect of that? And it's just find good people. Good people will take you anywhere in life, whether it be running or anything else. That's definitely the biggest thing. But once you start going to Run Disney and you meet people, you know, don't think it's weird to say you recognize someone from Instagram.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of people go up to me, like I don't have a big following. I don't care. Like, I'm not shooting to be this influencer person. Like, I'm just me. Like, my social media is me. I'm a dad. I run. Like, I like to have fun. That's it. So, like, I've had a couple people come up to me and they're like, are you GB Raps? I think I recognize you from Instagram. And like, yep. You know, like, what's your name? If I don't recognize them, you know, like, what's your name? Let's talk. You know, like, everyone is so open to talk. You know, like, I feel like everyone's there for the same reason. We all love Disney. All right. Hey, what, you don't know how to start a conversation? Hey, what's your favorite ride? What's your favorite park? What's your favorite drink? You know, like, simple things like that can, next thing you know, here's your best friend every race weekend you're going to with. Because most of the people that are at Run Disney, their friends that they look forward to seeing live on the other side of the country. Yeah. And that's the only place you see them. So it's a cool bond that you can build just from simple little questions to get to know someone at the start.
I love that so much. And I think another one that's really good too, that's very simple, is also like, is this your first Run Disney race?
Yeah.
And then you hear their whole story. How did they get into Run Disney? What other races are they running that weekend? Do they have any other race weekends planned on their calendar? Like you said, chatting on the bus is the easiest way to make new friends. Talk about their costumes if they're wearing costumes. Like, there's so much that you can really spark a good conversation.
And on the plane.
Yes.
Like, if you get on the plane and you see people in Run Disney gear, pretty easy to talk to them. There's these two girls, a girl and her mom. I cannot remember their names. They remember mine. So that's like the worst situation. I rode down with them to Wine and Dine. Mm-hmm. Talked the whole way around Disney. They ran into me every single morning at Wine and Dine. And then a couple of the mornings at Marathon weekend. Like, they came up like, hey, Tony, we saw you again. Like, so random. Like, we sat together on a plane from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, down to Orlando 3 months ago. And, you know, like, we're still seeing each other now. Like, it's such a small world, but it's just simple conversation. That's all it takes.
Absolutely. And it's funny because on the way back from Disneyland was the same kind of thing. So going from, you know, LAX straight to Boston, and tons of people are in Disney gear, Run Disney gear. Now, I am usually a sit in my seat until it's close to my row, and then I get up. This race, Disneyland was really tough for me for a multitude of reasons, but I stood up and I was like row 26. And I was like, I don't care. I have to stand up. My legs are going to fall off from this 6 hour plane ride. And literally,
did you run up the aisle then? Were you one of those people?
No, I just stood. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, I can't sit. And the amount of people that were like, your legs feeling pretty rough. And I was like, yes. They were like, same. And it was like, you had this collective like groan from everyone of like, which races did you run this weekend? I feel like shit too. And I was like, okay. And I literally turned around. I was like, I normally would not be standing up. And they were like, we're all in the same boat here. Don't worry. We're good. I was like, okay. Because people, especially if they're coming back to Boston, they're probably not putting up with your shit. So I was like, just to be clear, I normally would not be standing, but
I'm not that guy. Yeah,
it's not me, I promise. But it was so funny because everybody was like, nope, we hear you. Yep. And so I was like, can you grab my bag? I don't think I can lift my arms to get my bag. I was like, okay, so we're all in the same boat right now. We're all just struggling the Monday after Dumbo to try to get home. Got it.
Love that.
Yes. All right, so last two pieces for you is our speed round of favorites. We'll do Run Disney edition. And I tell everybody, totally up to you if you want to give a justification for your answer, if you just want to rip through them, whatever works best for you. And then we'll do your favorite magic moment at Disney.
Sounds good.
Okay. What is your favorite Run Disney race weekend?
Marathon weekend, just because I can wear four costumes.
Love it. What is your favorite Run Disney medal that you have?
My first one. It's honestly the biggest medal I have from that 2022, the gold ones from the 50th. It's huge. Oh. My 5K one. But my daughter got me a I'm celebrating button, my dad's first Disney run on it. So,
oh my gosh, she sounds like the cutest little thing ever.
She's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That was a Pluto, right? And it was like a big Pluto medal, right? It was almost like an octagon or something.
Yep. Yep.
So good. All right. How about your favorite resort to stay at for a race weekend?
For a race weekend, Pop Century. The chick at the buses, it's Myra, I think is her name. It's those letters in some order. I think it's Myra. She is just jacked. Like, I wake up jacked for a Run Disney morning. Like, I wake up at 2 a.m. I'm just fired up. I'm so excited to go to the race. And you get to the bus and this chick's just dancing around, singing. I love her. She's so much fun. Like, she is everything that a Run Disney bus should be. She's awesome.
Love it. See, like, that's the stuff too that people don't appreciate enough. Like, when you get out there and there are cast members with like a giant Mickey hand giving you high fives to get on the bus, yes, I need all of that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And even after like Art of Animation this time we were at, they had tons of cast members clapping every time I got off the bus after a race. So I don't know how long they were out there, just like a row of cast members cheering everyone as I got off the bus after every race. Is every resort is different. That's the fun thing about just resort hopping, like wherever you stay for race weekends, because they treat runners so differently at every resort.
Yeah. That's the shit that makes me cry. I get off and then people start clapping. Forget them. I'm done. All right. How about your favorite merch? Is there a merch item or anything that you get at each race weekend? Anything like you collect?
The magnets. I always get like the challenge magnet and then the pass holder magnet typically. And then if like my daughter ran the 5K at Princess, so I got the 5K one for that. So yeah, the magnets, they go in my beer fridge in the garage.
That was gonna be my follow-up. Do they go in the fridge? Do they go in the car? Beer fridge. I love it.
Yep.
How about your favorite restaurant to eat at before a race?
So I know you have the before and after, and I don't have any traditions like that. So I have celiac disease, which means I have to be gluten-free, which Disney is the coolest place on the planet to go when you have that. Like, there is no question of cross-contamination or anything. Like, I love going to Disney to eat because I can feel like a normal human. Like everything is served to you fairly normally, you know, and things like that. So out of any of these, my go-to food is breakfast every time I'm at Disney.
Yeah.
Especially after a race, I look forward to standing in the lobby or in the food court in my costume waiting for my food, and I always get a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
That was and a gluten-free bagel.
So I get that every single time because the number one, so I've had celiac disease for like 10 years, 12 years, something like that. And my number one food I miss is the Egg McMuffin of all things. So like that is the closest thing I have to that. And like, there's nothing around here that I can get to eat. So like every time I'm there after a race, that is, I order it on the bus and then hit, I'm here, prepare my order. As soon as the bus starts moving from the parking lot, so then it's ready by the time I get to the resort.
That's how you know it's a real pro, because that is the move. As soon as your resort pops up that you can mobile order your food from, you order it. You know you're at like the lights coming close to your resort or at the gate, because God knows I'm going to get stuck at the gate trying to get through. And then you walk in, pick up your mobile order, bring it right to your room. A+. All right, last one. What's your favorite way to celebrate after a race?
Ciders in the parking lot. So before I met all these people this year, I would just leave after the race because I didn't know anyone, and I just go to a park or do whatever.
Yep.
And now I look forward to finishing and hanging out with all my friends that I've made over the past year, and having ciders, shutting down the parking lot sometimes because we're there so long. So it's a good time. It's a great time to get to know people outside of running. Like, you're there for the same purpose. You're there because you love Disney, but you get to know about people, what they do at home, things like that. So it's a cool time to just chill after a race. You get everyone accomplished the same thing. And then so you're on the equal playing field. You all finished. Now let's have a drink and shoot the shit.
Love it. Last one. What's your favorite magic moment at Disney? And it could be Disney World, Disneyland, could be Run Disney, could be Not Run Disney. Any of your favorite magic moments?
Not Run Disney. It is. So this one sticks out really to me. It was during the pandemic. I don't know what trip it was. We were at Magic Kingdom and my daughter was taking pictures in front of the castle. And this was when you had to wear masks outside still. And she took all these pictures with her mask on, as you know, all these other people are having their kids take their masks off, whatever. Like, I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about masks, whatever. Like, these were the rules. We were following them. That's what it was. So my daughter put her mask on the whole time for all these pictures. And when we were walking away, a cast member like ran and came up to us and gave her a free Mickey bar coupon for following the rules and like doing everything the right way. Because we were surrounded by people not doing it. And like, she was listening to us and respecting us and, you know, what we wanted, you know, and what the rules were. So it was a cool, like, simple touch that, like, as a parent, it drove home, like, hey, you're doing something right because your kid listened and followed the rules and stuff. So that's one of my favorite moments.
And that's the stuff too, the cast members catch those things and they notice, like, they see everything. And for them to be able to say like, hey, this is a really great thing for you to have and to, you know, continue to celebrate the rest of your day, knowing that you did the right thing, followed the rules, and kept everybody safe in a time that was really scary for a lot of people.
Yeah. My daughter's like the pixie dust, like lucky charm. She gets pixie dust and crap all the time. So like, of all the things, like this mattered to me, you know, versus like, oh, getting this thing from a cast member or something, you know, like they're all cool moments. But yeah, as a parent, that one sticks out.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming on and sharing all about your Run Disney journey. It was so great to hear just your experience of how everything has gone, what's driven you to really become more and more of a Run Disney fan. Where can folks find you on social media if they want to chat with you? They want to be your next friend from a Run Disney race. Where do they find you?
Instagram is GB_wraps, GB like Green Bay, where I live. Mm-hmm. Feel free to message me. Like, I'm an open book. I'm happy to talk. If you want to talk Run Disney all day, I'll talk Run Disney. If you want to talk Disney, if you want to talk Green Bay Packers, you name it. So yeah, I'm here. I'm here for fun. If you're going to follow me, it's not just running. It's not just Disney. I'm a dad. I'm a dad of a Swiftie. I'm becoming a Swiftie.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I was just dancing with her. We ordered the concert, you know, on TV this past weekend. So I was out there dancing. I got my Swiftie bracelet on from my daughter.
What's her favorite song?
Yeah, Shake It Off. Spend that forever. But she was like Taylor Swift. She had all these different changes of clothes lined up for like the different eras and everything. So it's quite the production that her and my wife had going on there.
Incredible. Well, yes, make sure you go follow Tony on Instagram. And if you see anybody at a Run Disney race, go say hi, make a bunch of friends. We promise everybody's real nice. Thanks for hanging out today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed our chat with Tony talking all things Run Disney. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Living the KG Life and that you subscribe to or follow the podcast on your favorite podcast streaming platforms. We have new episodes out every week, so stick around. It's going to be great.